Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. He sanctified him in his faith and meekness, and chose him out of all flesh. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Excellency, Reverend Fathers, dear children, one of the titles of Saint Joseph, whose feast we celebrate today, is Terror of Demons. It might sound a mysterious title. Does that mean that Saint Joseph is so holy that his invocation sends demons running away screaming? Of course, Saint Joseph is absolutely capable of doing this. But this title refers to something much more sublime and dignifying. That is Saint Joseph's faithfulness and humility, which is what the devil, the leader of demonic troops, hates very deeply. The humility of Saint Joseph came up very early at Christ's birth. Right afterwards, Mary gave baby Jesus for Saint Joseph to be held. She wanted this way to share the great privilege of Savior's birth with someone who was worthy of it. Saint Joseph thought for himself, how could I, who am so unworthy, hold in my arms the same God in whose presence the pillars of heaven tremble? He hesitated. In his heart he had feelings of both desire to hold baby Jesus and fear which held him back. So he fell on his knees and received baby Jesus with trembling and profound veneration, shedding the tears of joy. Another occasion when Saint Joseph showed his faithfulness for Jesus was when the Holy Family was escaping the wild troops of Herod, who were seeking to kill baby Jesus. Mary wanted to stop and see Saint Elizabeth, her cousin, but Saint Joseph answered her that they should not delay their escape even for a minute, but hasten to Egypt as quickly as possible. And Blessed Virgin obeyed him and even asked his permission before she sent an angel to her cousin to comfort her. What an example to teach us how to deny our own will and always do the will of God. Dear children, Saint Joseph adoring and protecting Christ child was an act of religion. And when you grow up, you might face some people who say that in order to get to heaven, it is enough just to say Jesus is God, that all it needs is to recognize him and not to follow him. And this is very dangerous error with which the demons try their hardest to deceive many people. Many people want to see Jesus as a redeemer, but they do not want to follow him as a master. They don't want to follow him in his teachings, and most importantly, don't want to follow him in his sorrows. And children, that is why Saint Joseph is called the terror of the demons, because he, by his great faith and fidelity to serve and protect Jesus in his childhood years, showed so many virtues, efforts, and sorrows in the service of God that the devil does not want you or anyone to imitate the great virtues of Saint Joseph. The devil knows you very well. He knows that if he would try to tempt you to blaspheme, you would not do that. Or if you have an argument with some of your classmates, you would not strike him and kill him in the burst of anger. Instead, the devil tempts you to remember all the trespasses your friend has caused you and to bear grudge against him in your heart. And when you grow up, the devil tries to tempt you not to take your faith so seriously. If you feel dead tired after working hard whole week and would just want to stay in bed and rest on Sunday morning, devil might tempt you to stay home and let the other people worship in the church instead. Or if you are very busy during the day, the devil may try to tempt you not to say your daily rosary, saying, "It's not big deal, God will understand." Unfortunately, many children who are baptized grow up to be adults who differ not very much from the people whom the devil has his hold on. These people are afraid of works which would be painful to them. They want baby Jesus, but are not ready to take a flight and adore him, that is, to escape the dangers of the world. It's the heroic fidelity of Saint Joseph which exposes all the devil's lies. Saint Joseph lived his holy life in the 24/7 service of God. That God which he served had given him everything he had and had himself come to live in his house, like he comes to you, dear children, every time you receive him in Holy Communion. Like Saint Joseph, you are a soldier of God, and a soldier might sometimes get wounded and tired in the battle, but he will certainly be rewarded for his fidelity. To show this, I'll tell you a true story of one faithful soldier. It's recorded by a famous Latin historian named Suetonius. There was once a certain Roman soldier who had for many years fought in the Roman Legion, the mighty army of the emperor, who was named Caesar. The soldier had now retired and received a good property as a reward for his faithful service. But then he was charged with a crime and ordered to appear before the judges in court. He was in anxiety because he did not know the law, and courtroom with all its judges, lawyers, and threats of sentence was even then very intimidating place. But then he thought, "I will appeal to Caesar. I have fought faithfully for him in several battles. He will recognize my sacrifices. Caesar will defend me." So he rushed to see the emperor. Caesar listened his request kindly, but answered, "You have indeed fought well for me, but I am myself very busy. Instead, I shall send someone to defend you in my place." The soldier was very disappointed. In a spur of emotion, he tore open his toga, that is a cloth which was wrapped around his body, and exposed his breast, which was all covered with scars and wounds as a result of many fierce battles. And he said, "O Caesar, when I saw the swords and spears of the enemy leveled against you in battle, I did not send someone else to take my place." Dear children, you are soldiers of God, and during the many years of your faithful service, you might sometimes receive scars and wounds, which might make life little unpleasant. It's hard thing to do fasting. It's hard to show kindness to everybody, even to the cruel people, and it's hard to rise early for Mass, and hard to say your rosary every single day. But you do all that for God, who came down from heaven and was born man, to save us from the devil and to redeem us. Your God did not send a substitute. And also, when you are in God's service, whether in hearing Holy Mass, saying a rosary, or doing acts of mercy, nobody can ever take your place. That little baby, which Saint Joseph trembled to hold, was the same God who made you, and who on this day preserves and keeps you alive. Therefore, whatever he commands, even if it brings some sorrow to you, you must do, because only those who are faithful soldiers, a good reward is given. Like it is said by God through the mouth of prophet Jeremiah, like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand. Our holy religion is not about our defects, about our sins, or about our sorrows, but it's about the mercy of God, under whose service no sacrifice we make is vain. Never let anyone to talk you into enjoying life at the expense of the hardships of religion. Sorrows were part of lives of all the members of the Holy Family, and they are part of our lives also. And Jesus, Mary, and Joseph received the greatest share of pain, which was the result of the sins of other people, us included. As a reward of bearing this pain and sorrow patiently, God drove the tempting demons away, destroyed evil Herod, and made Saint Joseph the Lord over his household. And Saint Joseph is now the glorious ruler and protector of all God's children, protecting God's holy church, and in this holy church of God, no one can ever take your own place. Have a blessed feast of Saint Joseph to you all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.